Foundations of Amateur Radio. Recently, I discovered that the antenna that I had connected to my Whisper, or weak signal propagation reporter beacon, was not a 40-meter antenna. Instead, it turns out to be a 15-meter antenna. The how and why of that mix-up isn't particularly helpful, so instead I set out to remedy the situation. Step one was simple. Go into the garage and pull out the antennas and check if I'd forgotten about an 80-meter antenna. As it happens, I'd forgotten about a 17 megacycles antenna. At the moment, I couldn't tell you if it was intended for maritime or amateur use, but it doesn't really matter since I'm not permitted to use those frequencies for transmit and I was on a mission. Oh, I also discovered that you can dislodge two shelves with stuff on them by moving an antenna. Fun. So, 7 MHz or 40 meters it is. The antenna mount is clamped with G-clamps to the side of a steel-roofed framework that's bolted to the house. It's been there for about 8 years or so. From time to time, I change over the antenna, depending on my mood. Today, I wanted to move the mount and, after taking it down, decided that it could do with a little maintenance, least of which due to the fact that the feed point connector had detached itself. I also needed to remove the ground wire, which turns out to be a bit of a palaver, since my socket wrench adapter has gone walkabout and the 10mm socket that fits into the next size is too large. Eventually, I found an imperial socket with a matching wrench to undo the thing. Then I set about moving the mount to a new location, tucked inside a tree, so plenty of branches to poke me in the eye, or the belly depending on which was handy at the time, and discovered that the steel beam was thicker, to the point that my G-clamps were 2mm too small. So I spent some quality time comparing hardware store offerings, finally found a bigger G-clamp for a reasonable price, but in the process discovered customer reviews and photos showing that the clamps fail if you hand-tighten them. Me being the if-you-can-move-it-it's-not-tight kind of person figured that this would not work. Found F-clamps at a different hardware store and went on my merry way to get one. The hardware store was undergoing maintenance, so hammer drills and stuff everywhere. More fun. After getting back home, I discovered that the new location was great in theory, but in practice it turns out to be less than spectacular, since the beam has a slight curve in it, making for a poor clamping surface and no place to put two clamps. Back to the original location. Using the new clamps, fighting for space, I realized I could reuse the old clamps, so swapped them over. Then I got to the point of connecting the feed point and discovered that my 40-meter antenna is missing the mounting thread and the awl thread inside the old antenna wouldn't budge. Neither would any of the threads in the other two antennas. So, at this point, 3 hours in, I came to the realization that this was going to be a 15-meter antenna or no antenna. So, 15 meters it is. There is one actual change. I discovered that the feed point connector is actually an SO239 socket, and the connector to it was a standard banana plug, which in turn was connected to a BNC connector with the shield connected to ground. I realized that I could use a BNC to PL259 adapter instead to connect the RG6 coax to my antenna. This means that the coax is now directly connected to the feed point rather than through a weird cobbled together BNC to wire split thingamabob contraption. Looks very pretty. Measuring the result also shows some changes. On both 40 meters and 15 meters, the SWR is still the same. On 10 meters, it's a little worse, and on 2 meters, it's significantly better. All in all, I think that this is a perfect example of 17 steps backwards and 18 steps forward. I suppose it could be worse. I'll let you know how the beacon goes. Now, I should probably log this, something like QTH HF antenna mount maintenance, nothing changed, 15 meter antenna, PL259 to BNC adapter to replace homebrew wire splitter, 3 hours. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.